of our commitment to delivering you a remarkable experience. This call may be monitored or recorded.
It's 7:48 p.m.
Oh, no, that is not an incorrect... that is not a correct time anywhere in the world. It is an incorrect time everywhere, even in the 15-minute time zones that we do have in this world. We got some weird time zones, but that's not the topic of discussion right now. The topic of discussion right now is the current time, which just happens to be 1930 UTC. And we all know that that means that it is time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And generally speaking, all that means is that I'm the guy drinking the tea. Yes, it is so delicious. I'm actually drinking the cheap Dahong Pao today, and it's still better than anything else you can buy in a grocery store. Oh, it's so delicious. I love the tea. And can you hear that? Can you hear that racket outside my door? Yeah, there's somebody yanging out there, but before we go see who the yanger is, we gotta see who the numberer is, and we already know that the numberer is the numbers lady. So, hey, numbers lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 316, number 406, number 409, number 412, number 430, number 436, number 851, number 882. Thank you.
Oh, you are welcome, numbers lady. Now, I don't know if anybody out there is listening with headphones, but surely you can hear my cat.
Meow, meow, Pippa, I hear you.
Pippa is outside the door yanging and losing her damn mind. And I think I know what's going on, but we better go out there to see what's happening anyway. So we walk over here, we open up the door.
And here's a baby. Look how fluffy you look.
All right, so of course the cat turns around and is now... Are you going up the stairs or not? I thought she was going to go running up the stairs. Okay, there she goes. Blah, blah, blah.
What is it? Well, what is it that you're trying to tell me? I think I know.
It's actually two things. Okay, so I'm walking into the kitchen through this door, but my cat's walking around over through the dining room. Yes, here she comes. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, I'm the kitty, walking around through the weird doors.
Who's a good baby?
Now, why are you giving me such crazy yanks? I think I know why. Are we looking around for the fly now? Where did he go? Where'd that fly go? Yeah, he's around here somewhere. Should we find him, or did you get him? Is it a miracle? Did you actually catch a fly? Or are you just thirsty? Or both? Would you like some kitty water? No, my cat is just drinking the cat water that's already in the cup. Yeah, we came up here because of the fly. Or actually, technically speaking, there's two flies. Last night, I noticed that there was a fly flying around up here in the kitchen. And he was still in here this morning when I was making my breakfast about 20 minutes ago. And in case you're wondering, no, not pepperoni and waffles. Just waffles, because I ate my last piece of pepperoni last night and I gotta go get some more. So while I was sitting here being smart, thinking, how am I gonna get this fly out of my house? I thought, oh, I'll just open this window right here, because this window is open now. Because remember, I'm not going to go into it. So I open the window. What happens? Yes, another fly flies in. And now there's two flies flying around in here. And apparently, it's making my cat crazy, because I heard her running around up here and jumping up on the counter and jumping back down and doing crazy stuff.
Yes, I know you hate the... Yes, you hate the damn flies.
Yeah, are you gonna get him? You know, those damn flies, they're just like little birds. They're just like tiny little birds that piss us off and go flying around and you want to give them a big fat chomp. Do you like to chomp on the birdies? You know, my cat is now standing here by the door. She thinks she wants to go outside. It is 92 degrees. That's not safe for our little tubster, so instead, we're going to go back downstairs. And is the cat coming with me? I don't know. And we're going to get down to some serious, dubious goals business now. Let me tell you something. All right, let me sit down here and pour me some more tea because we got to get into some calendar-related things. Because I noticed that today is a very significant day in my world. It's tea drinking day. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, but Tobe, isn't every day tea drinking day for you? Well, yes, it is. Oh, hi, Peppa. Pippa has come down. Okay, I figured this was going to happen, so let's get the banky ready. Oh, kitties, get into the kitty business, Pit. It's time to do some... Oh, no, we're not. Are we doing kitty business or not? Okay, I'm just going to sit here with the... Okay, yeah, okay. Cat business is now happening. Today is the 14th of July. That's, en français, that is 14 juillet. Oui, c'est vrai. Aujourd'hui, c'est 14 juillet. What are you doing? What's my cat doing? What did I say? 14 juillet. And I'm not even going to bother trying to get the accent today. Because, I don't know, my nose is all stuffed up. I have sinus problems. I can't talk through my nose to speak French when I have sinus issues. So yeah, today is Bastille Day. That's how we know it in America. A lot of English-speaking countries call it Bastille Day. And today is Bastille Day. Why is that important to me? Well, because it's basically the national holiday of France. And it's a big fireworks holiday in France. And in some other vaguely French places. French Polynesia, I think, you know, they... What are you doing, Peppa? What are you trying to eat? You're trying to eat hair again. Don't eat my hair. That's not for kitties. My hair is not kitty food. No matter what bass drop baby tells you. Oh, bass drop baby. What was I talking about? Yeah, fireworks. So this is a fireworks holiday for me. This was the day that the Bastille was stormed in 1789, I think. Don't quote me on that. So I celebrate with fireworks, but it's too hot today. It's 92 degrees already. Maybe tonight it'll cool down and I can go outside and light some rockets in celebration of the French Revolution. I think they celebrate Bastille Day in a couple of other places. I think somewhere in Belgium. Is it Liège? Is it in Liège? Are they? Yeah, because there was the Battle of Liège. It's since World War II. I read something about it somewhere sometime. I can't remember what I was reading at any given time. No thanks to Bass Drop Baby.
Bass Drop Baby.
Yeah, it's all your fault, Bass Drop Baby.
Bass Drop Baby.
Don't you kid yourself. Oh yeah, now we're gonna drop some serious beatage. What do you think about that, Pippa? Pippa says, yeah, give me that lo-fi 8-bit beat. And Pippa doesn't say anything of the sort.
Bass drop, baby!
Not at all. So you're a good baby. You're a bass drop baby. So I got bass drop furry baby here. So it's Bastille Day. Oh, it's just so great. Everybody loves fireworks holidays. At least I do. And I also like Bastille Day because, you know, I feel like storming prisons sometimes. I like to cut people's heads off. I like to build a decent guillotine every once in a while. The funny thing is I've got three really nice guillotine blades that need to be sharpened, but we're not going to go into that. And by the way, in case you're wondering, no, they're not for cutting people's heads off. They're just for cutting paper. I know, how boring, right? I know. What are you going to do? Give me a bass drop.
Bass drop.
The other thing that is important about today is that I have to... I feel so stupid. Why am I so dumb? How did I miss this? How did I fail? How did I fail? Oh, wait, it's Tobe. I'm always failing. I try to make it as spectacular as possible, but the truth of the matter is, I missed Solder Punk's birthday. Oh my God, can you believe that? One of my favorite listeners to the Dubious Goals Committee, the entire Australian contingent, Solder Punk and his wife, my favorite Antipodean fans. These are the same people who sent me my Adelaide Crows ballpoint pen with built-in schedule. Oh, I hope I can get to see more AFL this weekend. I got to watch 2 games last Saturday. Oh my God, I was up until, you don't want to know how late, because of course it's live from Australia, and Australia is for some reason 14 hours away in time zones, and that's my excuse for missing Solder Punk's birthday. On any given day, it is only the same day in my town as it is in Australia, approximately half the time. Actually, less than 50% of the time, it's the same day in Omaha as it is in Australia. So I don't know what day it is. Jeez, give me a break. So I think I need to take this time right now to drink a little bit more tea here. And wish Solder Punk a happy belated birthday. I'll write this down on a calendar so that I don't forget it for next year. So happy birthday, Solder Punk. And if you don't know who Solder Punk is, you know, other than being, you know, the guy in Australia, he's that guy over there in the corner. See that guy? The guy in the corner? That's him over there.
You in the corner, happy birthday,
Solder Punk.
Happy birthday over there. Welcome to Pineapple Beach. Y'all don't be afraid to get up and dance. Just dance when you're hungry, then don't it? Well, let's go. In my opinion, it's Pineapple Beach. Put up a long tray of pineapple. With the signs of danger. And you get too tired, so get the beans and danger. All the women wear monkey bands there to celebrate your birthday in that monkey way. Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's not supposed to. So we hope that Solder Punk enjoys his birthday. I don't know if he's going out to, if he went out to eat at Pineapplebee's. Or do they even have Pineapplebee's in Australia? I don't even know. The only restaurant I know in Australia is Hungry Jack's, which is actually Burger King, but in a different name. But don't ask. Anyway, back to Bastille Day. Oh, yes, everybody loves a revolution. We're on the brink of a revolution right now here in the States, if you're paying any attention to the news. And what are we going to do? Are we going to cut people's heads off? I don't know. But the French Revolution, that's what was so great about it. All the rich people got their heads cut off. Oh, you want me to eat cake because I can't afford 6 sous for some bread? I think I'll cut your head off. Yeah, I know how much bread costs during the French Revolution. Oh, I know all about the bread riots. I just like to riot. Oh, you can't... I'm going to cut your... You know, speaking of cutting heads off, yeah, I've always liked to cut heads off. Maybe we need to hear some head cutting off music right now. Yeah, so let's weigh. Everybody likes to weigh.
Thank you. cut your head off so I can weigh it. What do you say?
5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds.
I'd like to go to your house and gather all your razors and pick all the little prickly hair so I can weigh them. What do you say?
5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds.
Swimming pool so I can weigh them.
What do you say? 5 pounds, 6 pounds, 7 pounds.
Why weigh on a sunny day? So much to do, so why weigh on a sunny day?
As great as that song is, I realize I've been a little culturally insensitive here. That was, of course, Phish with their song, Way. No way. Way. No way. Way. And I feel like I was a little bit insensitive to all of my international listeners for playing a song that maybe they weren't able to understand. So, you know, like all my listeners in Belgium and Australia and in Canada, they're like, what the hell was that song about? So let me take this opportunity to translate that song into metric for you. I'd like to cut your head off so I could weigh it. What do you say? 2.5 kilos? 3 kilos? 3.5 kilos? Okay, so that probably makes a lot more sense to you now. You're welcome. Oh, I'd also like to take this opportunity to say that those are not exact metric conversions. Those are just estimates to stylize the song, make it more sense. Because if we went with exact conversions, it would be like, I'd like to cut your head off so I could weigh it. What do you say? 2.68964 kilograms. No, see, it doesn't work. Besides, nobody really knows how to convert from metric to an imperial. They're different systems. There's no exact comparison. I mean, how do you convert to metric anyway?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
The Occidental world will never know. That people always ask, why does America still use that stupid old system? Yeah, well, now you know. This show is so educational, it's not even funny. Oh, but speaking of education, I need to learn what it is that I need to eat for lunch today. What do I want to eat for lunch? Oh, I don't know. A lot of you are probably thinking, hey, Tub, you're going to have a Black Forest ham sandwich. No. You can't eat that every day. What am I going to eat today? I don't know. What are you going to eat today? Wait, maybe we should ask Mr. Lee. Hey, Mr. Lee, what are you going to eat for lunch today?
Ancient Chinese secrets.
Oh, Mr. Lee, you're so inscrutable. Now stop screwing around. You know, I'll ask your wife. I'll bypass your authority and go straight to your wife. So tell me, what are you really going to have for lunch?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Okay, that's
my
it.
My husband, some hotshot. Here's his ancient Chinese secret.
No. Oh my God, what a coincidence. I was thinking about having a banana for lunch too. I had no idea that ancient Chinese secrets were held within the banana powers of banana. And now I'm starting to think that due to all this banana talk, maybe we need to have some banana music. Is this going to be a mistake or is this absolutely a brilliant idea? This is probably a brilliant idea, so let's listen to Banana Cha-Cha by Momo Land. Yeah, I bet you didn't know this was a song. Get ready. Banana Cha-Cha! True that you can't unhear that, and I won't apologize. take a deep breath. So after hearing that, you might want to make an appointment with a guillotine. I'm kind of thinking the same thing, and I'm thinking it might be handy to have a guillotine, because I'd like to cut your head off so I could weigh it. But you know, the problem with the guillotine is it's not exactly a multi-tool. What else are you going to use it for? I mean, can you use it to slice Black Forest ham? Let's ask Jan, see what the tradition on that is.
By tradition, Black Forest ham is a boneless smoked ham, which means that the chef must trim the hind leg of a pig before curing it.
Uh-huh.
To make Black Forest ham, chefs start by rubbing the ham in a mixture of salt, garlic, coriander, juniper pepper, and an assortment of other spices.
Mm.
The ham is allowed to dry cure for 2 weeks before the salt is scraped off, and the ham cures for an additional 2 weeks.
Oh.
During the smoking process, the ham acquires a rich flavor and a deep red color.
Mm.
After smoking, the Black Forest ham is ready for consumption.
Ooh.
Now, this ham is so delicious that it can be eaten as a main course, or I like to cut it real thin and make it a sandwich out of it.
Yeah, but how are you slicing it, Jan? Are you using a guillotine or not? That's the big question. Do we even know if a ham can be sliced with a guillotine? Mr. Lee, how do you slice a ham with a guillotine?
Ancient Chinese secret.
Oh, you. Don't get started with that again. All right, so what are we doing? What's going on? Don't I have a game to watch? Yeah, I've got a game I gotta watch here in about 5 more minutes, and also I gotta get something to eat, because I am getting kind of hungry. What day is this? I don't know. It's Tuesday? Wednesday? It's Bastille Day. I don't know what day of the week is. I don't care, but I would like to take this time to wish Solder Punk a happy birthday, and I just want to ask him one question.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
And you guys thought I was running out of time and wasn't going to be able to squeeze it in. Oh, you have little faith. And in case you're wondering, no, Solder Punk does not have girlfriend Vietnam. He has wife Australia. I thought we've been over this, but you know, it occurs to me, at least he's kind of close to Vietnam. He's closer to Vietnam than your little Tobster, who is just sitting here on the floor waiting for his Bundesliga game to come on. And I think it's in Germany, because Bundes is Germany for Germany, and maybe it's a ham place, and I know they've got ham. Do they have a ham team? There are some Black Foresty teams. Do they eat ham sandwiches? What am I eating today? I'm not going to eat a ham sandwich. I'm going to eat something else. But that's not important. What is important is that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. Uh-huh. A show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. So be sure to tune in again tomorrow at 1930 UTC. Maybe we'll get some ham. Maybe we'll get some girlfriend Vietnam.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.